Good morning and welcome to Living Well with Robin Stoloff, empowering you to live a healthier life. Are you trying to eat healthier but having difficulty getting the whole family on board? If so, you're not alone. From stress and busy work schedules to budget constraints and limited food accessibility, many obstacles can get in the way of healthier habits. Research shows that when we all work together, we are more likely to be successful. Eating nutritiously, fitness, and just general good health habits are gifts we give to our kids for a lifetime. We have four easy steps you can take right now to get your family on the road to better health. Visit our health page at WFPG.com, click help on the drop-down of our app, or just go to our Facebook page. Lots more coming up today, so keep it right here for Living Well with Robin Stoloff on Light 96.9. In today's fast-paced world where screens dominate our attention, it's crucial to prioritize physical activity. Non-exercise activity thermogenesis, or NEAT, describes the calories burned by the movements we make during our daily activities, excluding sports and planned exercise. It includes actions such as cooking, cleaning, gardening, shopping, playing musical instruments, and even fidgeting. Although it might seem insignificant, NEAT can impact our metabolic rate and calorie expenditure. But incorporating more NEAT can have health benefits beyond just burning calories. It can reduce our risk of metabolic syndrome, cardiovascular events, and fatalities from all causes. So let's make every movement count, because that is NEAT. You are living well on Light 96.9. If you're living with acute or chronic pain, interventional pain management may be for you. Here with me now is Dr. Dipti Mangla, owner and medical director of Mainland Pain Management in Lynnwood. So what exactly is interventional pain management?
Interventional pain management is utilization of different procedures like epidural steroid injections, radiofrequency ablations, cryoablations, some spacers to help patients with pain. What I do is understand the mechanism of pain for a patient, also talk to them about what they do for a living, how pain affects, so that I can make a personalized plan for a patient to gear with their pain. Everybody can come with different kind of pain problems. There might be three or four things wrong. My job at Mainland Pain Management is figure out what affects your living the most and treat it and hopefully get you a better quality of life.
And all of these procedures are minimally invasive?
They are all minimally invasive. Many of the procedures, I do them right here in the office. I use ultrasound machines and x-ray machines to do my procedures. People come from home, they go home. 99% of the patients come in, they are in pain, and when they walk out, they're like, I don't have any pain. I have a lot of patients who would come in and dance in the waiting room and say, I have no pain.
That's great. That must make you feel so good.
It's very, very happy.
And if anyone has questions or would like to reach out to you, what is your website?
So my website is mainland-painmanagement.com.
Bottom line, we don't have to live with pain. There are a lot of options today. Thanks so much, Dr. Dipti Mangla, owner and medical director of Mainland Pain Management in Lynnwood. And you are living well with Robin Stoloff on Light 96.9. While we might be aware of the food that goes into our bodies, we often don't give much thought to the products we put on our skin. Yet thousands of products today contain harmful chemicals. Some may even be in our own cabinets. Here are some common ingredients you might want to avoid. Chemical sunscreen. Ingredients such as oxybenzone can disrupt hormones and fertility. Opt for mineral sunscreens with zinc oxide or titanium dioxide. Sodium lauryl sulfate. Widely used in shampoos and body washes, it can irritate our skin. Parabens. These preservatives can interfere with our hormones. Synthetic fragrance. Fragrances often contain undisclosed chemicals. Choose natural scents or fragrance-free products. Finally, propylene glycol. Common in skincare, it can cause skin irritation. Remember, what goes onto our skin goes into our bodies. We've got what you need to know about chemicals and toxins, along with links to resources that break down the ingredients to products that may be harmful. Visit our help page at WFPG.com, Click Health on the drop-down menu of our app or just go to our Facebook page. Living Well on Light 96.9. Critics of kettlebells may dismiss them as a passing fad, but they have some unique benefits for strength and conditioning. Joining me now is Alex Salkin, owner of Salkin Strength Solutions. Alex, you've been working with kettlebells for a number of years. Why are they so beneficial, and what do we need to know about them?
Well, kettlebells are a unique piece of equipment that have really stood the test of time because they actually predate plate-loaded barbells, which most people find a little bit strange. And one of the things that is really great about kettlebell training is that it allows you to train your fast twitch muscle fibers and explosive movements, but with something that doesn't have any real impact on the joints. And you're using natural movement patterns, such as learning how to move with the hips as opposed to with the back and the knees. So one of the great things about it is that although it certainly can be dangerous if you are not getting the proper instruction, it allows you to do things that are much more difficult to do with traditional weight training, such as with barbells and dumbbells, great tools though they may be. And I would say the other really big thing about it that is really, really great is that with one kettlebell, you can do a wide array of movements and you don't need a lot of space to not only to perform the exercises, but to store the equipment. So you don't need to invest in an entire home gym. You've got a home gym with a handle.
And you train people online. What types of results do you see with kettlebells?
Well, you know, for me, kettlebells make up one of three major things that I focus on with people, and that is all the other two being calisthenics training or bodyweight movements, and then just natural human movements, the type of stuff that we do naturally, deep breathing, control of the head and neck, rolling on the ground, rocking back and forth. And when you combine the kettlebell with these two things, what we find is that you get a nice blend of strength, power, conditioning, stamina, flexibility, mobility. So it's a big hit with a lot of people.
Alex Salkin of Salkin Strength Solutions, thanks so much. And you are Living Well on Light 96.9. If we want someone to follow an instruction or request, we need to focus on how we ask, says Daniel Pink, co-author of Magic Words, What to Say to Get Your Way. Remember two simple letters. They are ER. Instead of asking your kids to help around the house, make them the helpers. At work, don't ask someone to manage a task, make them the project manager. This can work for yourself as well. Instead of saying, I'm going to run or exercise, say, I am a runner. I am a weightlifter. When trying to change a habit, say, I am a healthy eater. I am a non-smoker. Why does this work? Because we're not just using verbs to change our behavior, we're using nouns that appeal to our personal identity. So let's give it a try. Living Well on Light 96.9. Sleep has an impact on everything we do, including weight management. Here with me now is weight management specialist and clinical psychologist, Dr. Candace Setti. Thanks for joining me. What is the connection between sleep and weight?
One of the biggest ones is an appetite regulation. You know, the reality is the more we sleep and the better quality sleep we get, the less impulsivity we see in our food choices, the less desire we have to snack because we're much less cravings prone because we're not looking to food to fill our energy bucket because our energy bucket has been met with our good quality sleep. For that reason, we're less drawn to kind of the higher calorie, higher carb, higher fat foods. And we feel more satiety with our meals. We are more drawn to healthy foods. So the appetite piece is so huge.
Yeah, it has a lot to do with our hormones too.
Oh my God.
Explain that.
Yes. We have hormones that regulate our appetite that tell us to eat when we're hungry and tell us to stop eating when we're full. And those hormones are not where we need them to be when we don't get enough sleep. So we keep eating and we keep feeling driven to eat. And, you know, I say this all the time, we're never going to win the battle against our hormones. They are always going to win.
You often work with your patients on insomnia. What are some tips you give them?
We're looking at the concept of sleep hygiene, which is the idea of putting kind of good habits in place around your sleep. And a lot of this relates to our sleep environment. And ideal for sleep means very, very dark, like as dark as it could possibly be, limiting almost any light exposure, if not all light exposure. It means sleeping in either a quiet space or a space that has consistent white, pink, or brown noise. So that's not TV noise or not another person noise or anything like that. And then sleeping in a really cool temperature. Our body sleeps much better in cool than it does in hot. The other thing that everybody can do, at least a little bit, is to be consistent with your sleep schedule, because our bodies thrive on routine. The more consistently you do that, the more your body will just fall into rhythm with that.
And I know we should aim for at least 7 hours of sleep each night. Thanks so much for joining me, clinical psychologist Dr. Candace Setti. And there is so much more to talk about on this very important topic of sleep. So Dr. Setti and I continue our conversation on my podcast. Listen wherever you get your podcasts, or you can watch the video of our conversation on my YouTube channel, Living Well with Robin Stoloff. There's a lot of information in this podcast, and if you need some additional help with your sleep, you won't want to miss this episode. Thanks so much for joining me today for Living Well with Robin Stoloff, empowering you to live a healthier life. Join me again next Sunday morning at 10. Until then, keep living well.